At the outbreak of the American Civil War, the British government had reinstituted its Foreign Enlistment Act, a law originally passed in 1819 prohibiting British subjects from enlistment in foreign armies or service and from fitting out or equipping vessels in the British Dominion for war purposes without governmental approval. Dudley's main strategy was to use the Foreign Enlistment Act in British courts as a means to prevent a British outfitting of a Confederate navy. In February 1862, just a few months after taking up his post, Dudley was reporting to the State Department about a gunboat being built in the Liverpool shipyard. Named the Oreto, it would be the first major case to test Britain's commitment to supporting the Foreign Enlistment Act. Dudley's spies reported that its builders claimed the Oreto was being constructed for the Italian government, which proved to be false when investigated further. On 15 February, Dudley learned of a large shipment of weaponry being shipped from Liverpool to West Africa, which was where he suspected the as-yet unarmed Oreto would load up. In the middle of March, Dudley submitted the information and evidence he had collected on the Oreto to Charles Francis Adams, U.S. Minister to London, who turned it over to the British Foreign Office. British customs officials investigated the ship, but as it carried no weapons, they declared it was not a warship at all, and so did not fall under the jurisdiction of the Foreign Enlistment Act. Bullock immediately sailed the Oreta out of harbor on 15 March before Dudley and Adams could appeal the decision, and the first Confederate warship had escaped. The council and minister were both furious, particularly at Samuel Price Edwards, the collector of customs, who was a suspected Confederate sympathizer and possibly a paid Southern agent as well. Bullock's plan for getting his ships out of Britain was, however, revealed. He disguised the ship's true owners, employed a certified British captain to take them out to sea, and concealed their true destination. The Oreto case showed the British government's unwillingness to enforce their own law and the lengths to which Dudley and Adams would have to go in order to have a chance of detaining any Confederate ships. Less than 2 weeks after the escape of the Oreto, Dudley reported to the State Department that an exact duplicate of the ship was being built in Liverpool. This time, the ship was reported as being built for the Spanish government, which Dudley investigated and discovered was a lie. In fact, a leading workman in the Laird shipyard told Dudley flat out that the vessel was for the Confederacy. Dudley accumulated a wealth of evidence against the ship, known as the 290, later the Alabama, through his spies, including that Bullock had selected the fittings and furniture for the cabins, and that he was greeted by the workmen and gave orders as a person in charge. Dudley also noted that Bullock was present at the 290's launch, accompanied by his wife and several other gentlemen. On 23 June, Adams submitted Dudley's findings to the Foreign Office. They were forwarded to the law offices of the Crown, who replied that the 290 was definitely a warship, but that there was not enough grounds to detain it. Adams tried the Board of Customs as well, but met with a similar result. The collector of customs admitted the 290 might be a Confederate cruiser, but said there was not sufficient first-hand evidence to legally seize the ship. This was a persistent problem for Dudley. His information came from spies who would be useless in the future if their identities were compromised, but how else could he prove his evidence was valid? Robert Collier, counsel to the Queen, suggested Dudley hire a trusted solicitor to draw up papers for a statement on the ship in legal British form for the Foreign Secretary. Dudley hired A.F. Squarey, with whom he created 9 affidavits establishing the 290's connection to Bullock and the Confederacy. The new evidence was between the Customs Board, the Foreign Office, the Law Office, and the Lords of the Treasury. Finally, the Foreign Secretary ordered the law offices to review Dudley's files for a final decision. It was decided that the 290 was in fact in violation of the Foreign Enlistment Act, but the ship had already sailed to sea and so could not be detained. After the escape of this second Confederate ship, the British government had to consider that their policy was possibly too much in favor of the South, so much so that the North might take aggressive action against this so-called neutral country.